take your Bibles, please turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Joshua, chapter 1, we'll read verses 5 through 9 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Joshua, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Joshua, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's finish on verse 9 together. Ready? Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And let's pray. Father, thank you for a church. Lord, thank you for the beautiful music that you've given us to sing back to you, and how our people's hearts are filled with praise back to you. And yet, maybe even more powerful to hear the word of God read by the hundreds and hundreds in this room back to you. Lord, we need you. We know that the scripture says that you desire us to be successful. Father, please, may we listen tonight so that we would not fail you any more than we already have, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, my sermon is entitled, The Secrets of Failure. We read earlier from Joshua chapter 1. I'm going to read verse number 8 to you again. The Bible says, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I'm not sure, but I think the word success is only used one time in the Bible, and it's used right here in Joshua chapter 1. Verse number 8. Now, I think there are some people in our congregation, there's some people that will hear this sermon, maybe over the internet or off of a tape or a CD. I'm going to recommend something. I'm going to recommend that you get the tape or you get the CD and you type out the main points. You need to tuck them away somewhere in your Bible. You need to write down how to be a failure. You need to know what it is you're facing. Listen to it over and over and over again. So, you would like to join the ranks of millions, the ranks of millions of failures. You have a passion for failure. You don't want to succeed, and you do not want to do whatever it takes to get the job done. You want to be a flop. So, you want to be what I call a flunky. You want to be a nothing. You want to be an unknown. You don't want to get anything accomplished. You just want to survive. You want to waste your life. You don't want to accomplish anything. Let me ask you something. Do you really want to waste your life? Do you really want to be a failure? Do you really want to have a lack of success? Do you want to be a failure as a Christian? Do you want to be a failure as a parent? Do you want to be a failure as a leader? Do you want to be a failure as a husband or a wife? Do you want to be a failure as a businessman or as an employee? Let me tell you something, folks. It has been my privilege to be around them by the thousands. I've seen them. I've seen failure after failure after failure after failure. I've seen children that have chosen to fail. I've seen teenagers that have chosen to fail. I've seen married people and single people that have chosen to fail. I've watched followers that have chosen to fail and leaders that have chosen to fail. I've watched preachers that have chosen to fail. I've watched it over and over and over and over again. I've watched young Christians and old Christians. I think I can help you tonight if you'd like to fail. I've studied it. I looked at it. I looked at them. And I said, I wonder what it is. What are the main elements of failure? What is it that would cause someone to fail? I checked. And I think I can help you this evening. If you have a desire to be a failure, I'm going to help you tonight. I can tell you what it takes to be a failure. Now, I'm not even going to try to define failure for you. I'll let you define that for yourself. I do know this. I know that we are failing when we do not do what God wants us to do. Whatever it is that God would like to see accomplished with our lives, if that's not being accomplished, then we are failing and we're not doing what God wants. But you define failure, if you will. I can just show you the way. I can teach you how you can be a failure. All we have to do is follow the example of other failures. That's all. That's all. All we have to do is figure out why others failed, and that will create failure for us as well. Now, I'm going to give you some simple steps on how you can succeed at being a failure. I'm not going to give them in any particular order, but if you listen carefully, I can help you to fail. I think those of you that say, I just want to be a failure, you'll leave here tonight and you'll be a success at failing if you'll follow these easy steps. Number one, just live your life in an unorganized fashion. Just be unorganized. Don't know the answers to things like when, where, what, how, and why. Don't let those little details have anything to do with your life. Just don't know what's going on around you. Be unorganized. I've watched failure after failure. This is always an element in their lack of success. They are unorganized. Don't write things down. Hey, keep saying this. I forgot. I forgot. I forgot. Hey, that is something failures say all the time. I forgot. Can you believe it? I forgot. If you would like to fail, I can help you now. I've listened. I've watched. All you have to do is stay as unorganized as you possibly can. Don't write things down. Use the words, I forgot, a lot. Show up late. Finish late. Don't plan ahead. Be as unorganized as you can. Always make sure you can't find what you need. Make sure you didn't plan to succeed, and you'll be okay. I mean, that is if you want to fail. So, listen, I wish I could go into that in detail. I would love to. I can't. But I can tell you this. The failures that I have studied, the failures that I've been around, the failures that I have seen, they always have this element in their failure. They are unorganized. Now, it won't be many weeks until we'll start the new year. I would like to get some of you to jumpstart a little bit. Some of you, the new year, you're going to say, that's it. I'm going to organize. Yeah, that's what you said last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. It's time for some of you. Hey, if you'd like to fail, just stay unorganized. Stay unorganized in your Sunday school class. Most Sunday school classes do not fail for any other reason than a lack of organization and then following through on that organization. That's it. Your bus route. Your business. I know men that could build great businesses, but they will not organize. They will not organize themselves, and they therefore fail. So, number one, just be unorganized. So later on, when you get a copy of this CD or this cassette tape, I want you to write down, if I want to fail, I just need to be unorganized. And some of you, you're on your way. Yeah, this is easier than what you thought. You say, Brother Lewis, this is one sermon I know I don't have to walk the aisle on. I've already got it down. I'm already unorganized. I don't have to get right with God about that. I'm already unorganized. If you want to be a failure, just stay unorganized. Number two. Oh, You're going to like this. Be a procrastinator. Just be a procrastinator. Now, young people, that's a big word for put it off. Just put it off. Hey, if you want to be a failure, failures are procrastinators. I'm sure of it. Put things off until it's too late to do them and say, fuck, don't have time now. You can even throw this in. Wish I did, but don't have time now. Oh, that really impresses me when people think, wish I had time, but I don't have time now. Oh, that's good. I mean, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside that you throw that part in there. I wish you could. Just don't have time now. You know what I mean. Just be a procrastinator. That is, if you want to be a failure, put it off. Just put it off and put it off. In your Christian life, in your spiritual life, just put it off. Yeah, read the Bible later. Pray later. Become a soul winner later. Tithe later. You're going to eventually. Just be as much of a procrastinator as you can, and you'll be a big time flop. You can be a failure. Yes, sir. Hey, put things off until it's too late to do them right. That'll help you fail. What you do is you put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off, and then right at the last moment, you try to pull it off, and you do it in a second-rate and a second-class way, but you know, you attempted to do it. Just procrastinate until the quality of everything that you do is very low. That'll help you fail. Hey, procrastinators are always looking for better weather or better circumstances or better timing. Any time for the procrastinator is a good time except for now. Now, did you know that today is the tomorrow of yesterday?
Right.
Procrastinators are opportunity wasters. Listen, I've been around failure after failure after failure after failure. I've watched them over and over and over again. I'll guarantee you, there's always an element of disorganization. There is always procrastination there. Number three, if you want to fail, set no goals for your life. Have no goals. None. Now, I'm going to tell you my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to do my best at everything I do. I think that is a worthy goal, but I don't think there's anything wrong with setting some goals along the way. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you on your way to a lack of success or failure? What is the goal that you have for your life? What's the goal you have for your marriage? What's the goal that you have for your Sunday school class? Hey, assistant teachers. What's your goal as an assistant teacher? What's your goal as a bus captain, church bus captain? What's your goal as a wife? For those, I just don't feel like I'm getting anywhere as a wife. What's your goals? Would you set some goals? Oh, but if you want to fail, set no goals. Set no goals as a wife. Set no goals as a husband. Set no goals with your education. Young people, you want to fail at school? I'll tell you what you do. Don't set any goals about raising your grades. Don't set any goals about getting your work in on time. Don't set any goals. And you'll fail. Promise you. I can guarantee you, young man, failure. All you have to do is set no goals. What's your goals for your business? Say, I don't have any. Well, then maybe you won't have a business someday. I mean, if you're in it to fail, you're on the right track. Set no goals about your soul winning. Failures usually have no goals. Failures usually have no long-term goals in their life. We're talking about lifelong goals. We're talking about goals that take months and years and decades. We're talking about goals that are all the way down at the finish line. Now, you know what? I have a goal. I would like, on the day I die, for someone to say, he never changed what he believed. He stayed in the ministry all the way. He never changed what he believed. When he was popular, when he was unpopular, he went to the grave, a faithful, old-fashioned Baptist preacher. I'd love that. I'd love that. I'd love it. Do you have any long-term goals for your life? Now, do you have any short-term goals for your life? Short-term goals are the goals in between where you are and the long-term goals. They kind of help you along the way. They help you to reach your long-term goals. I'm talking about, do you have any goals for this week? I'm talking about goals for minutes in your life. Hours in your life. Days in your life. Weeks in your life. Now, folks, the only way you'll succeed at long term is to have some short term, because decades are made up of years, and years are made up of months, and months are made up of weeks, and weeks are made up of days, and days are made up of hours, and hours are made up of minutes. But if you'd like to fail, you just don't have any goals. No long-term goals, no short-term goals. Stay as unorganized as possible and procrastinate everything. And eureka, you will fail. Hey, do this. Set goals, but just don't reach any of them. You'll accomplish the same thing. Some are great goal setters, but they don't apply the character that it takes to reach them. You can ask them, you have goals for your life? Oh, yes. Are you reaching them? Oh, no. So we almost make ourselves feel good because I've got goals. I got a goal written down, but you're not doing anything about it. Might as well erase it. So if you would like to fail, I can tell you what you can do to be a failure. All you have to do is stay unorganized. All you have to do is be a procrastinator. All you have to do is have no goals set for your life. Number four, if you would like to be a failure, do as little work as you can. I've studied failures. I have studied it. Now, let me tell you something about failure, though, folks. You know something? Failure will do one of two things to you. I fear failure. I fear it. Now, I don't want to fail. Now, failure will do one of two things to you. If you fear it, it'll paralyze you, and then you'll end up failing anyway, or it will motivate you. I am not going to let my fear of failure paralyze me, because if it does, I'm going to fail. I am going to let my fear of failure motivate me and move me. So I'm going to get myself organized. I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm going to set some goals, some long-term and some short-term goals. Ben, but if you do want to fail, get this, number four, do as little work as you can. Don't get a job until you have to. Don't work hard if you have a job. Never go the extra mile. Never do more than you're told. That is if you want to fail. Laziness is a key to failure. Some of you got it down. You've done a good job. You will succeed at being a failure. Look for the easiest job you can find. Have the lowest hours you can find, the lowest responsibility that you can find, and the lowest expectations on you that you can find. Don't put any pressure on yourself. You'll succeed at being a failure. Failures are always looking to do as little work as possible. As little work as possible for God, or for their employer, or around the house. They don't want to have to work. Laziness is one of the keys to being a failure. So, as I've studied failures, I see unorganized. I see procrastinator. I see no goals. I see they don't work hard. They have a poor work ethic. Number five, something that I see in most failures, they show little self-control. Very little self-control. Failures let their emotions run them rather than their principles and their guidelines. Now, all of us have emotions, just so you know. Every one of us. Everybody here has a temper. Everybody here has a soft spot. Everybody has all those emotions. We can all cry. We can all be depressed. Every single human being has all of those emotions. Some choose to control them, and some choose to let them run wild and let the emotions run the life. Failures let their emotions run their life. Promise you. They let their temper get out of control, so they end up as a failure in life. They cannot control their desire for things, their covetousness, so their money is out of control and they're never going to get anywhere. They will not control themselves sexually, so they mess themselves up in life. They cannot control or will not control their gossip or their mouth, and so they're in trouble all the time. They're always struggling. With people in general, there is constant tension. There are some people that will not control themselves. So there's constant tension with people. And you almost always find that element in failures. You say, well, I know somebody that can't get along with anybody, and they're a success. Just think of how successful they would have been had they just learned the skill of getting along with people. So, show no self-restraint. Little self-control equals big failure. Always does. Number six, if you would like to be a failure, don't be hard on yourself.
Pamper yourself.
Take it easy. You only have one life. Why should you work in that life? Don't improve yourself. Don't study hard to exercise your mind. Don't even exercise your body. Don't require yourself to grow in life. Be self-satisfied. Hey, be impressed with yourself. You see, if you want to be a failure, just don't be hard on yourself. Believe every compliment that's ever given to you. Just believe them all. I learned something a long time ago. I learned that I am going to have to force me to do what needs to be done, or I am going to fail. Failures won't do that. Failures won't push themselves. Failures will not be hard on themselves. Many failures, they don't even believe they're failing. They're just self-satisfied. I have studied failures. I am giving you the secret and the secrets to failure. You just be unorganized, be a procrastinator, you set no goals in your life, do as little work as you can, don't show self-control, don't be hard on yourself, and then be a good excuse maker. Be a good excuse maker. You'll be a failure. You know, it really doesn't matter what excuse you use. Just use them. Just use them. Come up with something. Just make up excuses. And then accept your own excuses. Work real hard to come up with something to say that sounds good, and then you say, yeah, that is good. That is the reason why I'm a flop. And I accept that. You'll be fine. If that is, if you want to be a failure. Blame society for your failure. Blame the economy for your failure. Blame the government. It's got to be their fault. Blame your mom. Blame your dad. Blame your brother. Blame your sister. Blame your husband. Blame your wife. Blame your children. Blame anybody. If you want to fail, just be a good excuse maker. Spend your time conjuring up ways to cover your own failure and make yourself feel good. If you want to fail, whatever you do, don't look for answers and solutions. Spend your time creating excuses. And you will be a successful failure. Number next. If you want to be a failure, spend your time with other failures. It's going to rub off on you. It'll be good, I promise. If you want to be a failure, get around other failures, and you'll learn how they fail, and you'll take on their characteristics. You'll learn to fail just like them.
Good.
Hey, at work at the lunch break, spend all your time with the other flunkies, and you can all just enjoy one another's excuses as to why somebody else is getting promoted, but not you. Hey, spend your time with the people that are failing. It's a brilliant idea. I mean, if you want to fail. Look, that's what I do. If I wanted to succeed, Brother Young, I'd go find somebody that was a success, and I'd want to be around them because I might learn how to succeed. But if you want to fail, spend your time with the flunkies. They'll teach you how. You'll be good for each other. If your marriage is falling apart, go find somebody else. Their marriage is falling apart, and they're negative about their husband just like you are, and they're mad at their husband just like you are. Get together for lunch and destroy your marriages together. Now, that's the best advice I can give you if you want to fail. If you're failing at your Christian life, just go find somebody else in our church that doesn't live for God. Get with them. You'll succeed at failing. If you're failing at controlling your tongue as a Christian, best thing you could do, find somebody else that's failing at controlling their tongue. Spend your time talking with them. Get with them. You're sure to fail. I mean, that is, if you want to fail, you want to be a failure, all you have to do is spend your time with failures. They'll teach you how. They'll be good for you. So, as I've studied failures, that's what I've discovered. They're unorganized. They're procrastinators. They don't set goals in their life. They do as little work as they have to. They show very little self-control. They're not hard on themselves. They make up excuses. They spend their time with other failures. And I've noticed something. Many, many failures have no drive in their life. No drive. They're not determined. Now, does being determined, does that scare you? If you want to fail, just don't have drive. Just don't have determination. Just don't push yourself. Never, never get around somebody that says, do or die, I'll get that done. Stay away from that person. Before long, they'll have you wanting to succeed. You better stay away from somebody that's determined and they go after something and get it done. They will rub off on you. Some of you boys that are lazy on the basketball floor, stay away from the spark plug. He'll have you sweating before long. You don't want to sweat, do you? You don't want to have to work hard, do you? Oh, I'll tell you something. Listen, work very hard at getting around people without drive. Work very hard at finding people without determination. If you want to be a failure, have no drive. Don't allow yourself to get excited about anything. True. Whatever you do, don't get excited about something, because if you're going to fail, excitement may cause you to apply yourself. If you want to fail, you cannot apply yourself. You cannot throw yourself into something. Something can't become important to you. You can't get a do-or-die attitude. You can't want it so bad you can taste it. You can't desire it deep down in your soul. Stay away from people like that. They'll ruin your lazy attitude. If you want to be a failure, you're going to have to work at it. You better stay away from those driven, excited, pumped up kind of people. Don't motivate yourself. No. No, no. Stay away from motivation, especially spiritual motivation. Don't let anybody motivate you. Hey, be bored with your life. Keep your accomplishment level low. You'll be all right. You can just then fail, just like you planned. You can fail. So, if I got it right, if I can stay unorganized, if I can procrastinate, if I'll set no goals, if I'll do as little work as possible, if I'll show little self-control, if I'll never be hard on myself, if I'm good at making up excuses, if I spend my time with other failures, if I have no drive, I'm on my way to being a failure. Then try this. Be a time waster. Wow, this is a good one. Time wasters are excellent failures. Listen, if you work at this one, all the rest of them will come pretty naturally. Just be a time waster. Waste years of your life. Waste months of your life. Waste semesters at school, young people. Just waste them. Waste them all you can. Don't live by a schedule. No, 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 no. Anybody here that wants to rise up and be a failure, you cannot live by schedule. You cannot, do not plan your life. Do not plan things that you'll succeed at. You've got to waste weeks, you've got to waste days, you've got to waste hours, and you've got to waste minutes. Y'all getting this? I am giving you a guaranteed recipe for failure. Guaranteed. It works every time. You can go to the bank on it. You can be sure of it. Waste your weeks. Waste your days, waste your hours, waste your minutes. Hey, and you have therefore wasted your life. Congratulations.
Hey, if we just happened to go the other direction, I was giving you hints about how to be a success. Somebody probably have the audacity to come by and say, successful people are people that use every minute of every day, of every hour, of every week, of every month, of every year, of every decade of their life, and they say, I'm going after it, I'm determined, I'm going to make something happen with my life. That's probably the kind of junk they'd be trying to sell you on. That is if we were promoting success. But we're not. For those that want to be failure, I want to make sure that you get the recipe that you need to succeed. Hey, get this. If you want to be a failure, be a quitter. This is good. I mean, we're getting right down to it. Be a quitter. Quit when you don't get your way. You'll be a failure. Quit when you're scolded or corrected. Quit before things are finished. Hey, get this. I have noticed in failures, they're runners. They run when it gets hard. They run from responsibility. Hey, quit when you have embarrassed yourself. Be a quitter. Look, please, if you want to fail, I beg of you, be a quitter. And you will succeed at failing. Quit so you don't have to face tomorrow's responsibility for what you did today. Just be a quitter. I have noticed to succeed at failing, you have to be a quitter. Then, this will be the last point for tonight. There are some others, but I think these are the priorities. If you would like to be a failure, don't do hard things. Don't do hard things. Do all the easy things in life. Look, when opportunities come up at work, hurry, get your name in fast so you can get the easiest of the responsibilities. And leave the hard things for someone that wants to be stupid and succeed. You know, you got those people in life, they just want to succeed. Let them idiots have the hard stuff. You get your name in the hat right away for the easy ones. Yeah, right. Make sure, if you're going to be aggressive, the day to be aggressive is the day responsibility is given out so you can get your name in first so you get the easy things to do. That little touch of aggression there is going to pay off big time. You won't have to do anything hard. Hey, never put pressure on yourself. Failures don't put pressure on themselves. They don't want any pressure. Never risk the embarrassment of attempting something big or hard. Just think, if you attempt something bigger or harder and you fail, you might be embarrassed. No sense in embarrassing yourself by setting lofty goals or trying to accomplish something big with your life. So keep that calm down. Don't do hard things. Don't attempt anything big. Don't attempt anything hard. Don't take any risk. Just hide. Hide. Don't put any pressure on yourself. You don't want in the realm of success. I mean, if you want to fail, there's a way to do it. And so, I got to thinking. I see some that almost seem to work hard at failure. I thought, well, as a friend, maybe I could organize it for them, put it on paper, so they'd have maybe a recipe. And I discovered there is a recipe for failure, just like I think there's a recipe for success. Hey, if you want to fail, just be unorganized. If you want to fail, you just put everything off. If you want to fail, don't set any goals for your life. If you want to fail, do as little work as you have to do. If you want to fail, show little self-control. If you want to fail, hey, don't be hard on yourself. Don't push yourself. If you want to fail, be making up excuses for everything. If you want to fail, spend your time with other failures. If you want to fail, don't have any drive in life to succeed. If you want to fail, be a time waster. If you want to fail, be a quitter. If you want to fail, never do the hard things. And I will guarantee you, right there it is. Failure for sure. 100% guaranteed. I ought to write a book. There's no doubt in my mind. Every corporation in America could use this so we could give it to the people in the corporation that want to fail. Every parent that wants to fail. I just gave you the recipe. Every husband, every wife, every Christian, every business owner, every employee. If you want to fail, right there it is. I get the tape, I get the CD, I'd write it down, I'd practice every one of those things on a daily basis. And Bang. You made it. You failed. Now, Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for thou shalt make thyself thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Just in case, you say, I don't want to fail. I want to succeed. Then I'd get this outline, and I'd make sure I wasn't doing these things. That's probably occurred to you somewhere along the way, but just in case it didn't, still a pretty good outline. Just do the opposite, and you'll succeed. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. If you're here this evening and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can try all you want to save yourself. You can't do it. You'll fail at it. But Jesus Christ died for you, was buried for you, and resurrected for you, and He succeeded at making salvation available. All you need to do is trust Him as your Savior. If you're not saved, in a moment we're going to have what we call an altar call. I'll ask the instrumentalists to begin to play. We'll stand. We'll sing. When we begin to sing, if you're not saved, why don't you leave your seat, walk down the aisle, come toward the front, and say to someone, there'll be men standing down front here. You say, I want to be saved. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. I believe there are people in here. Let me tell you why some of you are failing at your Christian life. All you have to do is take those 13 points and you look at it and you'll say, right there it is. I'm not driven. I'm not dedicated. I have no goals. I'm not organized enough to be successful in my Christian life. Your duties around the church, whether it's your business or whatever it is. Who here would say, Brother Owens, somewhere in the sermon this evening, God has spoken to my heart. And I'm going to use something there, and you'll raise your hand. I see hands all over the building. We're going to have an altar call. If you need the altar, you may use it.